Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Emerging designers take the spotlight at YDC 2025. The Hong Kong Young Fashion Designers Contest 2025, YDC at Center Stage, concluded with 10 local designers showcasing their original collections. Chung Ka-ching, Tiger, won champion with her Bior collection, challenging fashion norms. Lau Henga received the Excellence in Best Art Direction Awards for In Pain, inspired by her battle with eczema. Yip Wai Lum Mook won the My Favorite Collection Award for Modern Animals. International judge Charles Jeffrey praised the platform for nurturing young talent. Mini Hong Kong collaborated with alumni YDC designers for a spectacular show. Fashionally.com featured immersive presentations and exhibitions by YDC alumni. The YDC aims to promote local design talent globally, with past contestants becoming leading designers or establishing their own labels. The HKTDC and CCIDA support the growth of Hong Kong's cultural and creative industries.
South Florida health and wellness innovator Arctic Collagen joins Emmys Week in LA this September. Arctic Collagen, the collagen supplement, blending 8,000 milligrams of hydrolyzed marine collagen, lean protein, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin C, will be featured in celebrity swag bags at Emmys Week in LA. President Jasmine Winkvist expressed excitement for the event, highlighting Arctic Collagen's benefits for skin, hair, joints, and bones. The supplement, sourced sustainably from European whitefish, cod, and salmon, supports natural collagen levels. Collagen supplements have gained popularity for skin health and anti-aging benefits. Arctic Collagen is available for purchase on multiple platforms and retails for $47.99 for a pack of 14 sachets. For more information, visit Arctic Collagen's social media channels. Seji Media Corp, NASDAQ, champions motorsport diversity with Racing Women Training Camp. SEG Media Corp champions motorsport diversity with the successful inaugural Racing Women Training Camp. Partnering with Racing Women LLC, the camp brought together women from around the world for training and development at iconic racing venues in England. The program included technical training, competitive racing, and motivational workshops to empower aspiring female drivers. The camp culminated at Donington Park, providing participants with high-speed racing experiences. This initiative aligns with SEG Media's broader strategy to leverage sports and entertainment platforms for sustainable shareholder value. By championing diversity in motorsport, SEG Media is not only creating opportunities for athletes, but also contributing to social conversations about representation and opportunity in sports.
Global glamour, Boca backdrop, Bijou, is back. The 12th annual Bijou Contemporary Jewelry Exhibition is returning to Boca Raton from January 13 to 17, 2026, at the studio at Misner Park. Sponsored by Boca Raton Magazine, this immersive experience allows visitors to explore and purchase one-of-a-kind, handmade contemporary jewelry from globally recognized artists. Founder Donna Schneier, known for co-founding the prestigious Loot Show in NYC, has brought Bijou back to Boca Raton with the help of philanthropist Andrea Klein. Featured artists include Bruce Metcalf and Jennifer Merchant, offering extraordinary craftsmanship and bold designs. Special events include a VIP preview, public exhibition days, and an afternoon tea lounge. Whether you're a serious collector or simply jewelry curious, Bijou provides a unique opportunity to engage with artists and take home a piece of wearable art.
Boca's Hidden Gem Theater shines with 300-plus shows for 11th season. Boca Black Box Center for the Arts is kicking off its 11th season with over 300 performances scheduled for the 2025 to 2026 season. the upgraded 285-seat theater promises an intimate experience with big-name acts. Comedy headliners include Andrew Dice Clay, John Lovitz, Rita Rudner, and more. Music lovers can enjoy tribute bands like US Bee Gees and Always ABBA. Immersive experiences like Midget Wrestling All-Stars and Psychic Medium shows are also on the lineup. With full bar service, gourmet snacks, and close-up seating, Boca Black Box offers a unique entertainment experience. Tickets are available for individual shows, with season subscriptions and packages also offered. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit bocablackbox.com or call 561-483-936.
Padel hits the mainstream, new global series set to premiere on major streaming platform in sports Drive to Survive moment. The world's fastest-growing sport, Padel, is set to hit mainstream TV in 2026 with the launch of the first-ever TV series dedicated to the sport. Titled Padel Planet, the show will premiere on a leading global VOD platform in Q2 2026, similar to what Drive to Survive did for Formula One. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes, showcasing the lifestyle, travel, and wellness scene around Padel. Produced in English and translated into multiple languages, the show will take viewers on a global journey through over 20 countries, highlighting the sport's rise in unique locations. Creator Paul Woodman promises an energetic and surprising adventure, featuring iconic urban courts, remote beaches, and celebrity appearances. Production is underway for the world premiere in Q2 2026, with more details to be announced soon.
A. Aubrey Bodine, 1961. A. Aubrey Bodine, a renowned pictorialist of the 20th century, began his photographic career in 1923, capturing remarkable documentary pictures in Maryland. His work was exhibited globally, winning awards and accolades. Bodine believed in the creative discipline of photography, treating his camera like a painter's brush. He experimented with techniques, manipulating images to create his desired effects. More than 6,000 of Bodine's photographs spanning his 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on www.aaubreybodine.com. For more information, including a biography written by his closest friend, visit the website or contact info at aaubreybodine.com.
Investor news breaks. Essig Media Corporation, ASDAQ LLU, announces U.S. lottery market reentry with affiliate partnerships and rewards program. Seg Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has announced plans to re-enter the U.S. lottery market. The company is seeking approval to become an affiliate partner of state-operated iLottery programs in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Michigan, while also launching a nationwide lottery rewards program. Seg Media aims to reconnect Lottery.com with U.S. players, drive responsible acquisition for state lotteries, and provide exclusive promotions and experiences for players and retailers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Seg Media Corporation is focused on immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven live experiences, operating digital assets such as sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com. Rudrala LLC welcomes producer Smahi Anand to lead production of The Last Chance. Rudrala LLC welcomes producer Smahi Anand to lead production of The Last Chance, a film by cinematographer Devon Shnikra. The movie follows a teenage girl's journey in a golf academy, overshadowed by her brother's success, blending sibling rivalry, family dynamics, and personal perseverance. In her role, Anand will guide script refinement, oversee casting, manage schedules, monitor budget adherence, and supervise editing, sound, color, and VFX. Cinematographer Devon Shnikra is excited about Anand joining the team, praising her ability to balance artistic integrity and production excellence. Rudrala LLC, based in North Hollywood, California, is dedicated to bold storytelling and cinematic craftsmanship under Nikra's creative leadership.
Coney Island Clown School welcomes 2025 cohort with world-class faculty and expanded vision. Coney Island Clown School is gearing up for its 2025 session, welcoming students from across the country for a week of creativity and connection. The school, now a federally recognized nonprofit, aims to preserve and advance the art of clowning as a cultural legacy. Rooted in vulnerability and physical storytelling, Clowning teaches artists to connect deeply with audiences through humor and surprise. The program offers world-class instruction in various clowning skills, from puppetry to mime arts. Public performances, including a magical showcase and student showcase, invite the community to experience the joy of clowning. To learn more about the Coney Island Clown School and its mission, visit ConeyIslandClownSchool.com. DFW Car and Toy Museum unleashes the 1946 Maxim Street Rod Red Screamer Custom Pickup. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has unveiled the 1946 Maxim Street Rod Red Screamer Custom Pickup, a bold custom creation now on display as part of the Ron Sturgeon collection. This unique machine features a 736 cubic inch Detroit diesel 8V92 two-stroke V8 engine, producing an estimated 430 horsepower and 1,186 pound-feet of torque. With heavy-duty components and a striking design, including 24.5 alloy wheels, polished tonneau, and white flourishes over a deep red exterior, this street rod is a true spectacle on wheels. Owner Ron Sturgeon describes it as a perfect example of automotive creativity and engineering passion. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum to see this one-of-a-kind vehicle, along with over 200 collector vehicles and 3,000 rare toys and memorabilia items. Cayenne Wellness Center presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. Cayenne Wellness Center, in collaboration with the Sickle Cell Community Consortium and the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. This groundbreaking art exhibit captures the untold stories behind the scars of those living with sickle cell disease. Launching with a special video montage on September 17, 2025, at 12:50 p.m. PST during the 17th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit, the exhibit will be open to the public from September 18 to 20, 2025, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the San Jose Marriott. Through striking photography and bold storytelling, Scar Stories redefines scars as symbols of endurance, survival, and beauty. This project is curated under the leadership of Cayenne Wellness Center and Children's Foundation, with CA state funding making it possible. Scar Stories offers a powerful glimpse into the strength of the sickle cell community.
10th Anniversary Center Stage concludes successfully. The 10th anniversary of Center Stage has concluded successfully, with a record number of exhibitor countries and regions attracting over 10,000 global buyers. The fair featured more than 260 brands from 25 countries and regions, making it the largest ever event. Internationally acclaimed couturier Guo Pei and fashion legend Professor Jimmy Choo OBE hosted talks, with Guo Pei staging a solo couture show. Survey findings show that over 55% of respondents expect sales to increase in the next 12 to 24 months. The event also highlighted rising demand from emerging markets and the growth potential of fashion accessories. Center Stage, organized by the HKTDC, drew to a successful close, showcasing a wide range of globally renowned design brands and strengthening Hong Kong's role as Asia's fashion hub.
Linden Pond's resident shares her passion for music and kayaking. Margot Euler, a resident of Linden Pond's, has a passion for music and kayaking. She founded three groups, Broad Cove Chorale, Unicorn Singers, and Aquapella, a group of singing kayakers. Margot retired from leading the Unicorn Singers in 2022 and now sings with them. She conducted her final Broad Cove Chorale concert this past April. In addition to her musical pursuits, Margot enjoys organizing kayak outings with Aquapella. Since moving to Linden Ponds, Margot has more time to devote to her passions and credits the worry-free lifestyle of the community for allowing her to spend time doing what she loves. Making Wire at Sparrows Point, 1938, A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine's photograph, Making Wire at Sparrows Point, 1938, showcases the process of making wire used for suspension bridges. Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, captured Maryland's occupations and activities with artistic flair. He believed in photography as a creative discipline, using tools like a painter's brush. Bodine's craftsmanship and technical alterations produced stunning images. To learn more about his life and work, visit www.aaubreybodine.com. Over 6,000 of his photographs spanning 47 years are available for viewing and ordering on the website. For reprints and note cards, visit the site. Contact info@aubreybodine.com or call 1-800-556-7226 for further information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.